Welcome to Snooze with Sam. If you enjoy these stories, I'd love if you supported me by becoming a patron. Here you can get early access to every story, among many other benefits. You can find the link in the description. Whatever kind of day you've had, and whatever you're going through, let's be grateful for everything we have, even and especially the small and simple things. Right now, I'd like you to get comfortable and relax your mind. Tomorrow is a new day. So as always, lie back, take a deep breath, and enjoy this story. This story is called Sleepy Snow Mountain. Blizzarding snow lashes against your delicate, rosy cheeks. The icy wind tumbles around you, biting at your skin. If it weren't for your salopettes and heavy ski jacket, you'd freeze to death. But despite the typically ferocious winter weather of the East Cairngorm Mountains, you are very calm, feeling very tranquil. And nothing is troubling you. Yes, your face is exposed, but you are mostly toasty, as everything else is wrapped up in cozy clothing, keeping the cold at bay. Here in Glenshee Resort, where you stand atop a mountain, clutching your skis, you stare out over a sea of white and grey snow clouds. The sun is above them, obstructed from view. Yet everything is so blindingly bright, you need your snow goggles for protection. You look around in all directions. Foot-thick snow covers pretty much everything at ground level. Only a few long shrubs managing to poke a branch through. There is at least that small indication that there is in fact earth beneath this winter wonderland carpet of fresh powder. You could be at any altitude, at least that's how it feels. Without seeing the ground, it's easy to embrace the idea of being at the top of Everest, dancing with airliners at 35,000 feet. Having left the highest ski lift, you climbed a little higher on foot. Ski boots sinking deep into the snow. Not the least bit ideal for scaling any summits. You wanted to feel alone this high up, however. Escape the crowds. Puffing and panting, resisting the drag from the deep powder, you trudge up and up. A until finally reaching a little fluorescent pole protruding from the ground, marking the summit. You were at the top of the Cairngorms. Even the skinny pole had managed to capture snow in its path. One whole side, collecting the stray flakes. The other side completely bare. Here you stood, contemplative, soaking in the bleak yet beautiful scenery. Everything below you was now invisible, obscured by the blizzard. You found that feeling of brief, blissful isolation. A few deep breaths of ice-cold air settled your head. Allowing it to cleanse and reset. Your nostrils froze with the passing sub-zero breaths. But you found it deeply invigorating. Now, having got your breath back and feeling suitably refreshed, it was time for the descent. Unshackling your skis from your backpack, you allow them to fall into the snow in front of you. Hooks preventing them from sliding downhill. So deep is this powder, they practically disappear from sight. Skiing off-piste isn't something you've done much of. But you feel confident at the prospect. You will be fine, you tell yourself. The snow is perfect. Kicking the residual powder from each boot, you feed each toe into their clips, then drive your heel down into the ski with a satisfying clack. You're locked in, ready to go. Suddenly feeling at home on the snow. Much more so than trudging through it with just ski boots. Now you'll glide and flow across the surface. Goggles down, jacket zipped up, and poles in hand. You push off from the summit, scanning for your route as you move. With every pass, you carve left and right, allowing your body weight to dictate your movement. Keeping your weight over your toes. Your heels follow, dragging the skis across and through the powder. Cutting fresh tracks in the piece. There is very little resistance, and the snow makes barely a noise beneath your feet. Left and right. Steadily descending, you twist your core in your desired direction. Now the ski lift is up ahead. You're about to rejoin the bashed pistes. spotting a gap in the crowds. As you come down through the cloud, you aim yourself through. Gaining speed. Tilting for the edge of your blades. Cutting clean, arcing lines through the snow. As the pieced gradient flattens, you get into a rhythm, large flowing lines, making you feel like you're flying on snow. It's difficult to know just how fast you're going. Such is the nature of the blank, white environment you're in. It gives little perception of depth. But you are soaring. Feeling the edge of your skis bite into the grooves beneath them. Icicles and snowflakes waking from your heels. Down and down you fly. Free. Invigorated. Happy. There is no feeling quite like it. A combination of intense focus burning muscles and elative freedom. You really wish this run would never end. Then again, you can always hop back on the lift to the top. And do it all over again.